I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
This week, we're back with another cruising with Kira. So we're in the car, except it's not just Kira this time. It's just cruising with a coming-of-age movie, because we're both in the car.
Yeah, because I'm here this time.
And Julia's driving, so she's going to be a little bit out of it sometimes, because we don't want to crash.
Yes, and, you know, that's... not going to lie, that's more important than this podcast episode. Anyways, this week, we have a bunch of really cool, controversial topics to talk about, so please don't cancel us.
We're going to be sharing our opinions on some weird controversial topics, and reminded that these are just our opinions, and we're just teenagers, and we're stupid, so don't cancel us.
Please.
Okay, so I have a lovely list on a piece of loose leaf paper. We should do some ASMR in the car.
Oh, no.
So,
here's the warning ASMR at the beginning of this.
I tried to keep out, like, really political ones, because I feel like nobody needs that. These are kind of more, like, I don't know.
Ones that you would find on, like, BuzzFeed.
Oh, don't say that, bruh.
What? Did you get these off BuzzFeed?
No, but just, like, millennial. I don't know. Whatever. They're not from BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed would be like, coffee should not be drink. Like, you shouldn't have coffee with milk.
Coffee or tea in the morning?
Yeah, literally! Okay, so, no, these are not from BuzzFeed. These are from my brain and the internet. So, this first one is just general opinion on, like, banned books. Like, should books be able to be banned? And if so, by whom? Or, yeah.
I think that is a fun topic because, like, I think a lot of books have been banned because they, like, go against a lot of religion and, like, Christianity stuff. Like, I think Harry Potter was banned in, like, most of the, like, gosh, I don't want to say the South, but, like, it might have been the South. It's usually the South. I'm sorry, but it usually is.
It's usually the
and,
South.
And, like, just because it was, like, magic and it was, like, going against God somehow. So, like, I don't know. I just think that's, like, kind of, like, a, like, it's books. We have freedom of speech and, like, writing and stuff, I think. So, like, I don't know, I think it's kind of stupid to ban books for, like, religious reasons. But if it's, like, I don't know, I think it's fine. Even for, like, if you don't agree with it, I don't think you can just ban a book.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Like, well, right here?
Yeah. Sorry, we're driving to dinner, so that's kind of what we're doing right now. So, I think books, like, really shouldn't... Okay, a lot of situations when books are banned are mostly, I feel like, in, you know, like, elementary schools or, like, middle schools type things. Like, you know, parents will get mad and be like, no, this book cannot be allowed in this school. Like, and, you know, there are books that are, like, very banned, like, across countries, whatever. But that doesn't happen as much anymore, but it'll be, like, in schools or whatever.
Right.
And I think, like, it depends. Like, I can't make it an overall blanket statement because there are some books, like, I don't want, you know, you don't want kids reading straight up, like, sex. Like, I don't know, like, in fifth grade or whatever, you know? Like, obviously, I think there should be, like, regulations on...
Like,
that.
I don't think kids should either read, like, The Hunger Games or something, you know? Like, I think you should be, like, at least, like, a fourth or fifth grader before you can read that, you know?
Oh, I guess, but I don't know. I don't think... Like, I feel like it depends on the person. Like, I don't think...
I'm just gonna drive for a bit.
Yeah, we're just gonna drive in circles. I don't think a book should be, like, overall banned for everyone just because some parents are against it. Like, I think everyone should just take care of their own kids however they want to, you know? Like, there was a book that I read for, like, summer reading one time called Eleanor and Park. It's, like, a really good book, and... it was, like, banned in some places, and I still don't really know why. It might be because, like, and there's, like, a very, very brief, like, hinting that they're having sex, but, like, my English teacher assigned it. Like, you know, like, it wasn't, like,
right.
So I don't know. Like, I don't really think they should be banned, but I think if you don't want your kid to read a certain book, like, I don't have, like, whatever, parent however you want, you know?
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's good because it's, like, there's just different reasons that books have been banned. I feel like a lot of books are banned... like, you know, like, for religion or, like, LGBT stuff, which is just kind of, like, stupid.
Kind of outdated.
Yeah, honestly, though, because, like, I'm sorry, but reading a book about two men looking into their each other's eyes, like, isn't going to turn your kid gay.
Like, and also, sorry, like, if it takes that much to turn your kid gay, I have to tell you something, your kid's probably just gay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know how, like, I don't know, that kind of stuff, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, the next one, okay, we're not gonna get canceled for these, they're not that big of a deal, but this one is, like, should the drinking age be lowered? And honestly, this is one that I always thought was really stupid until, like, recently. Mm-hmm. I feel like, in other countries, the drinking age is lowered, and they don't even consider, like, things like beer or, like, I don't know all the terms, like, soft liquor, is that what it's called? Not, that's not a thing, is
I just
it?
Know that hard liquor is, like,
vodka. Yeah, I don't know if that's, a thing. But, like, I don't drink because
I'm assuming, whatever. Like, White Claws would be, like, soft liquor.
Yeah, things like, you know, White Claws and beers, like, they don't even, like, consider that to be real alcohol, and the drinking age is lower, and, like, they drink that, but they don't, like, get drunk all the time because, like, it's legal and it's not hashtag rebellious to be doing so, you know?
Right.
So, I feel like 18, honestly, wouldn't be, that wouldn't be a bad idea to make it legal. The only,
honestly, if you can get drafted at 18 in this country and you can vote at 18, yes, you should be allowed to drink alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And something that I actually saw recently was that the drinking age and the driving age should be switched. Or not switched, but, like, drinking at... I think this is a little bit too young, but I think it said drinking at 16 and driving at 18, because then you kind of learn what drugs do to you before you have a power to get behind the wheel, and you know what I mean?
Oh, I get that, but, like, I don't think that would work very well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would just probably, like, make people, like... I think I would just get more drug addicts, like, I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe. I don't know, it's complicated, because something I do think, though... Like, I think parents should let their kids drink when, like, not in, like, but, like, if their kids are, like, you know, 18, 19.
I think supervised drinking.
Yeah, I think supervised drinking is a good idea.
Shout out to Regina George's
mom. Yes! Oh, my God! Regina George's mom being, like, if you're gonna get drunk, if you're gonna be drinking, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Just do it in the house.
Because, like, if that, like, that makes sense, like... most people, if you drink in your life, there's gonna be a time when you have your first drink. Like, that's gonna happen.
You don't want your first drink to be at a party in college where you get blackout drunk for the stupidest reason.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you need to have, like, at least a bit of a tolerance, I believe.
Well,
I
think that's... not even tolerance, just, like, knowing
your limits.
Knowing what your how your body reacts. And, like, so, like, I don't think parents should, like, be, like...
They shouldn't encourage it.
Yeah,
like...
no, don't encourage it, but I think they shouldn't, like... There are a lot of parents I know who, like, do this very well, I think, like, where it's, like, if they're at, you know, a wedding, it's, like, oh, here, you can try this, or, like, you know, I get it that you're in high school, and if you go to, like, you go to this party, whatever, like, I understand that you might be around alcohol, like, just be responsible and know, like, right, not to be stupid. Like, I think that's, like, appropriate.
And there's a way to do it, too. Like, it's better, I think, if your parents are aware if you're going to drink, so, like, you know and they know that, like...
Obviously, underage drinking is illegal. Like, I don't think anyone should, like, be consuming a decent amount of alcohol, like, you know, as a teenager. But also, right, like, it happens because this is America and, you know, it just happens.
Right.
We can't pretend it's not happening.
But I think if you are going to drink or go to a party and, like, do whatever, like, your parents should know just so that, like, they know that you have a safe ride home and you know that you have a safe ride
home. Yes, oh my God. Get, like, so many people would rather, like, put themselves and, like, other people in danger than, like, let their parents know that they were drinking.
Yeah, like, the stupidest thing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think we've come to the decision that, like, maybe the drinking age shouldn't be lowered, or, like, lowered a little bit, but, like, it should be more about, like, honest communication and, like, and acknowledging that your kids are probably going to be trying alcohol before they're 21 and you need to, like, yeah.
There should be, like, honest conversations.
Yeah.
Can
oh my
we
God.
Get right here?
Girl, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I hate this town that we're driving in right now. It's, like, my least favorite place to drive ever, which is why I'm making Julia drive right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next one. Could religion be more harmful than helpful?
Okay, well, you're asking, like, a gay person this, so I don't know what you thought your answer was gonna be.
I'll start. Oh, there are so many pretty, like, restaurants and things here that I, like, didn't know existed. Anyway.
I love driving in this part of town. Like, it's the houses are so pretty.
Yeah. Rich houses. Anyway, okay, religion. I feel like I've been thinking about this a lot recently, just because I feel like religion does help a lot of people, helps them to find a community and feel more connected to things they believe in and all of that, and I think that is great. Like, I think
that's a great thing.
Yeah, and I like, it's great. I think it can get harmful when you use religion as an excuse to...
For violence, like,
or for discrimination, or for just being a bad person in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I also, that's kind of, like, you know, the safe answer. I will say my little controversial opinion is I don't think you should let religion take over your entire life. That's my, like, little controversial opinion. Like, putting various... Okay, I don't want to...
I think...
Everyone can do what they want to do. Like, I think religion, if you are really, really passionate about it, it's just great. But for me personally, I would never let religion, like, dictate what I can't do in my life. Like, if it's something that isn't otherwise harmful, like, to the world, you know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if it's like, oh, like, you're not going to get into heaven if you do this, but it's, like, not actually, like, a bad thing. It's just, like, a mm-hmm. tradition-y thing. Do you know what I mean?
Kind of.
Like, I don't want to, like... This is dangerous. Anyway, your turn.
Yay. I think... Oh, gosh. Hold on. I hate driving right here, actually. I think... oh, cute dogs.
Okay.
So, sorry. I'm purposely not talking about it. I think what I would do, like, okay, so with religion, I think most people, I feel like, you're either very religious or you just, like, don't really care about it at all. And I feel like if you are very into religion and you like being, like, religious and all that, and you have your beliefs and you want to live by that 100%, honestly, good for you.
Yeah.
I personally just don't want to do that, but honestly, pop off, Bessie. I think it gets bad when you use it to justify,
yeah, like what we were
bad
saying.
Acts and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like most people could benefit from religion in, like, I don't want to say moderation, but, like...
But, yeah, like, well, okay, yeah, like, we learn about this in, like, every class. If, like, there's always gonna be, like, extremists or whatever, like, who, like, take... I don't want to, like, bring up any specific examples, but, like, take religious, not rules, but, you know, like, practices and, like, take them to the extreme and think and interpret them in harmful ways.
Yeah.
So, overall, I don't think religion is more harmful than beneficial at all.
I think if you are religious and it helps you, like, you believe in, like, certain things and, I don't know. I don't really know enough about religions to have this conversation now that I think about it.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Like, if religion helps you, honestly, that's awesome. Like, good for you.
I will say something that, like, I feel like it's kind of been a trend in the past year is kind of, like, hate on people who are very religious. But so many people are really religious and aren't, like, against, you know, like, oh, you're really religious, you must be, like, against gays then or whatever. Like, no, but not, no. That's not
really
always the case.
And, like, oh, you know what's a really good thing? Being really religious and being able to, like, see the flaws in your religion.
Yes, so. Yes. That is exactly. I think that's really that's our answer. Like yes. Religion can bring people together in so many amazing ways and give
you... the longest dead end I've ever seen in my life.
Give you a really good community, but you need to, like, realize that every set of beliefs is going to have some kind of flaw.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Okay. Next one is, should you respect people just because they're older than you or because they have higher levels of education than you?
Heck no. I think maybe the education one, I think age is really stupid. Because, like, people are like, oh, but age comes with wisdom. Yeah, not in all areas, though.
Yeah.
Like, I know a bunch of people who are younger than me who are way smarter than me. And people who are a bunch of older than me who are just some of the stupidest people I've ever met. Especially adults. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, some people, like, they just... it's also, like, depending on the... It's, like, situations and context with everything, too, you know?
Yeah, I've kind of always not liked that, like, you know, respect your elders thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, oh, they've lived through more, but think about it also, if they're older, chances are the things they've lived through are very different than things that are happening
now. That's a really good point.
Yeah, so, like, they lived through a different life than you are, so I think you should respect them because, you know, they've been through a lot, like, you should respect everyone, but if they're not respecting you and you have a reason to, like, I mean respect as in, like, you know, be nice, be polite, but if you really have a reason, like, I don't think that age is a justification for, like, you know, for being
rude and an a-hole.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And with the education thing, like, yes,
I think,
but also a lot of people just have a lot of money and can pay to go to more school for more years and don't really learn anything and just, they got a piece of paper saying that they're a doctor and all of a sudden you should let them do surgery on you. No.
I love how you phrase that so it seems like if doctors shouldn't be able to do surgery on you if they have a degree.
No.
Like, that's not at all what you said, but I love how that's about came out. Like, that is so funny.
I just think it's so interesting, like, oh, I have, like, a story after this, but, like, when you go to a doctor's office, they'll have their, like, PhD on the wall or whatever, like,
yeah.
You know? And, like, I'll always look at it and be like, this is what's letting them, you know, operate on me or do this on me. And... And I feel like I've been in situations where I've, you know, had great doctors in my life, but also, like, I've had doctors that have said things, I'm like, no, like, I know my body better than this, and that's not what this is.
I'm
or, like,
where did you get your degree from again?
Yeah, just, like, things like that. So, like, I don't necessarily think because you're educated, you know, you always know what you're talking about, but my story is that I was, like, I got my second piercings the other day on my ears, mm-hmm. And when I went to, like, the place, it was a very, like, it was very professional, it's a great place, but also... It was very, like, comfortable. Like, the people there were, like, it wasn't, like, okay, next, like, this, like, they weren't very, like, we were talking about the TV show Friends, for example, right before I, like, went mm-hmm. in to get it. Like, it was very, you know, casual, like, that.
Right.
And so, when it got time for the actual thing, I got a little bit nervous. Like, oh, maybe, like, you know, is this a little bit too comfortable? But then, like, I went in, and I saw the guy had, like, 5 degrees, and like the guy who was like doing my ears, but he would like, I don't know, and it's just like separate, I don't know, that's like not related, but I just think
that's,
it's like
cool though.
I just think it's like interesting because like he was acting like really, really like down to earth and like really casual, but he was like really qualified, I guess, qualified in quotes, because that's not what I was just saying, but yeah, I don't know, that was kind of a separate story. I just, yeah,
that's a very fun story, Kira.
Thank you. Did you have anything else to say on that one?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to figure out where we are right now.
Okay, cool. We'll figure that out in a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, next one is, this kind of might need some background because we did this in, like, one of our classes, but it's, like, is blood thicker than water? Or what's the other one? Like, water? No, blood of the covenant
the blood
is...
blood of the covenant is...
thicker than the water of the womb.
Yeah, that's
right?
What it was.
Yeah, so basically it's saying, is family or friendship, like, stronger? Would you like to begin or...
I'll go because I know where I am now.
Okay, cool.
I think that friends are stronger. Like, I feel like families, like, especially your intermediate family, like your parents and your siblings, if you are in, like, a situation where you need guidance and you are lucky enough to, like, have a good relationship with your parents, like, most likely they will be there for you. And, like, you can have that support system and stuff. But, like, if you're not able to have that relationship, then I would say that friends work better. I don't know, does that make sense?
Like, it depends on the situation, you're saying, kind of?
Yeah.
For me, I think it's, like, not to be, like, really cheesy, but it's, like, the family you choose.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. I just don't know how to, like,
yeah. So, I do think that, like, family, you always kind of have that, like, not, like, hidden bond, but, like, the deep rooted bond of, like, you know, we are blood, and so, like, mm-hmm. we need to be there for each other. In most cases, you know, like, there's always exceptions where families, people are awful people and whatever.
Right.
But you kind of, even if you don't, like, if there's someone in my family, like, my, you know, extended family who I'm, like, not the biggest fan of, in the end, like, I will probably support them because they're my family. Unless, once again, unless they're awful people and I don't, whoa, bruh, the light just turned green, chill.
And the car in front of me didn't move.
Yeah, that was not us, by the way. We're good drivers.
Yeah, what the heck?
But.
Why did this car suddenly put their hazards on?
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I think you do have that, like, deep support system, but, like, in the most, like, immediate situations, I'm going to, like, care.
Probably go with my friend.
Yeah. Like, not saying I don't love my immediate family, I do, but also, like, you know.
My friend's also usually a better advice, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, sometimes. So, yeah. So, basically, I think, like, honestly, like, I think family, just kind of by the word family, because family seems more, like, tied to, it's more of a visual thing, like, it seems more like they're, like, weaved together, like, you're kind of forced to, like, be as, to act as one, whereas friends can kind of come and go,
right,
but I feel like there are friends that are family, so, and I think those are the strongest bonds, aka this right here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but yeah, I like that. I think it's, like, if like, chosen family, again, like, you find your people, and, like, you're set, you know?
Yeah, like, the show Friends, like I was talking about at the ear piercing place.
Oh my god, look at you, making connections.
Yeah, anyway, okay, the next one, kind of a more lighthearted one, so that's nice.
Yay.
It's, girls paying on dates, because that one's just
I have a really short answer for this.
Go ahead.
Kind of like what social media agrees with, too. Mm-hmm. Whoever asks on the date pays for the date.
Interesting one.
Unless you're, like, really like the person, then you should pay for it even if they asked you. And just be like, yeah. You know what? You asked, let me handle this for you. I got you. And then that's gonna be like, oh my god, they just paid for me. And then you're gonna be like, and then you're like set, and you guys are probably gonna date if you're not already dating.
There you go. There you go. That's the answer. Okay. This one, like, I was trying to think of my answer and I couldn't, like, not come up with an answer because I kind of, like, I love, like, I'm all for feminism, but I also love the, like,
I don't want to pay for my dates.
Like, where it's like, oh, I will pay for you. And it's just like, oh, that's great. But I would probably also feel like that if I was the guy TBH. So, like, I don't know, like, what to say.
Okay, I feel like my thing works for, like, first dates and stuff.
Yes, okay, you know? Yeah.
But, like, if you're dating, then, like, split the price.
Yeah.
Or, like, so, one person pays for one date, the next person pays for the other date.
Yes, okay. Because I think the whole concept of, like, splitting checks is really, like, not romantic and, like, just doesn't feel great. So, I don't, like, I'm against splitting the check. So, I think, you know... Oh, you pay for dinner and I'll pay for the movie. You know?
That could work. Splitting movies are so expensive.
It's like splitting it without really splitting it, you know what I mean?
Right, you split the cost of the date.
Mm-hmm. But also for me, like with my boyfriend when we first started dating, I would let him pay. Like, I was down for it. But now I feel really bad. So now I'm like, no, like, we're not doing this whole, like, chivalry thing. Like, shut up. Like, I don't care that you're a guy. Like, I'm paying. So
I don't care that you have a job either, and I don't.
Shut up! I have a job. It's just
you have
not
a summer job.
Yeah, I have a summer job. Anyway, but so yeah, that's kind of my I hate like trying to act like a feminist, but then being like, no guys should pay.
I don't think
they should. But in the beginning, I think it's cute.
I think you should also do like a fancy day every once in a while where you're like, no, like I'm paying for everything tonight. Like don't even bother, and like take them on like a nice expensive dinner. Like that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well,
I'd do that if I was dating somebody. So, I think that'd be cool.
Sorry, at boyfriend. okay.
Aw, damn. You ruined my plans.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what she's talking about. We're gonna figure this out later. Next one is... No, actually... What?
Sorry, just keep... This
anyway, next one is... Are kids overprotected?
I feel like... Okay. Overprotected in, like, what sense?
Okay, I'll answer because, like, I feel like I... Whatever. And this... Whatever. This is what happens when we record for too long. It's not even that long. It's 20 minutes. Okay. I think, like, honestly, yeah, nowadays, or at least, like, where we live, I feel like overprotected, like, physically,
don't...
like, meh. I think depends on the family. I think kids need to be, like, let free to go and, like, I'm trying to think of how to word this.
All right, so you guys know that we're from the Northeast, right? So I feel like a lot of places, especially, I feel like the Northeast is a very...
Coddled.
It's very coddled. It's like a very liberal area, right? Obviously. Uh-huh. And, like, it's very, like, oh, like, protect the children. And I think a great example of this is that I was helping out at my sister's softball game a couple weeks ago. And we weren't, and if they were at bat, I started cheering for them. And I was like, oh, I'm trying to think of a person who's not there. Go Cassie! And they were like, I know the team went, you can't cheer for Cassie. It makes her stressed. And then before each kid went up at bat, I had to ask them if we were allowed to cheer for them because I wasn't allowed to make them stressed.
Yeah.
And it's just like compared to like when I was like their age and doing it was just like, you just cheered no matter what. And like, if you didn't like it, you just tuned it out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to sound like a generational, like a boomer.
No, but
I feel like that's a generational thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just like, it's actually like a coddled thing. Like, just cheer for them. Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I'm trying to separate, like, overprotective, like, overprotecting them mentally versus, like, physically. Because I do think you need to, like, protect a kid. Like, if they, like, you know, leave the house or whatever, like, they should have supervision.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, my mom would always say, like, when she was younger, she would, you know, leave the house at,
go biking,
you know,
at 8 a.m. Yeah. And I'll be back till 8 p.m.
Yes, exactly. And, like...
My parents would have no idea where she went all day.
Exactly. Took the words right out of my mouth. And I feel like when I was young, I was kind of lucky because one of my best friends lived two houses down from me, so I was kind of able to have that, like, you know, outdoorsy experience, like, not outdoorsy, but, like, you know, like, oh, playing outside for all day, and, like, the parents just knew kind of where we were because we were in the front yards, but, like,
right.
We had the whole street to do whatever we wanted,
right.
And so, like, I feel like that kind of stuff should happen. I know some parents, like, won't let their kids out of their sight ever, and I don't think that's helpful. Something I'm very adamant on, is that the right word? Adamant? I think so.
Passionate?
Yeah, whatever. Is that every kid should have some kind of away from home experience before they go to college, whether that's sleepaway camp or some kind of school trip where they're, you know, not home. I think if you can afford that and if that is something accessible to you, even if it's like a 3-day long, you know, one Girl Scout overnight, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's something that like really shows you, like shows the kid what it's like to be alone and helps you practice to be alone, I guess, like, so that when you go to college, it's not your first time, you know, picking out your own clothes. Like, yeah, exactly. And also, like, you don't realize that when you're away from home, you act so different. Like, for me at least, I automatically become 10 times more responsible when I'm not with my parents, because I have to be.
Right.
And so I think that, like, you being overprotected is just harming you rather than helping you.
Sorry, I was focusing on driving.
No, it's okay. And same with, like, same with mental things, where it's like, you know, everyone gets a trophy. No, you're gonna lose.
Girl, shut up.
Like, at some point, you're gonna lose at something, or you're gonna get rejected from something, or, like, whatever.
It's not, like, not to be that person, but, like, real life, nobody gets a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Like, you're either gonna, for, like, job interviews, you either get the job or you don't. Like, there's no, like,
yeah.
Oh, we really like you, so we're gonna give you this other job. Like, no. Like, okay, like, maybe, but, like, really, like, probably not. So, like, I don't know.
So, I think, I can do a whole episode on, like, raising children, even though I'm 17.
Oh my god, that'd be so funny, and then we can listen to it.
Oh,
like
let's do
years.
It. Let's do it. Like, let's do one of like how we would raise our children. Like, it was a TikTok trend, like, rules that you would have with your kids, too.
I saw that.
Okay, so we're going to do that episode soon, guys. Don't worry.
Next week. Actually, not next week.
We have an interview next week.
We're so hyped.
Get excited. Anyway.
We'll tell you later.
Yeah. But anyway, I think, like, oh, like, tell your kids, it's, you know, you, it's like, oh, you didn't win, but it's okay that you didn't win, and you should be happy for the person who won.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. So.
I have a really cool, quick story about that. When I was, like, I'm just gonna do a U-turn in this parking lot.
Okay.
When I was, in, like, third grade or something, we were trying to, like, figure out a class president or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our best friends won. And I came out, and I was so excited that she won, because, I don't know, she won, and I was really happy for her. So I came outside, and I was like, Mom, guess what? She was like, oh my god, you won? I was like, no, she did! And she was like, oh, you're really happy. I was like, yeah!
See, that's like, so what? Great. Like,
and I was like, she thought I won because of how happy I was. And I was like,
girl, good for you.
No, Mom, like, I'm just so happy for my friends. And I feel like if you get that mentality when you're younger, too, it's going to help you so much later on in life.
Yes.
Because, like, there will be times when your friends are in situations that you want to be in or have things that you don't have and, like, you don't want to have it. But, like, just imagining, like, that they're happy with it.
Yeah.
It just makes you, I feel like it'll just make you be a better person as you grow up.
And it's also okay to be happy for someone, but also be jealous. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's okay. But I think that's something that, like, kids need to realize and not, like, don't protect them and be like, oh, it's okay, you're a winner too. Like, no, just tell them they lost, but that it's okay. Like, because then if they think that they're, if they think winning is the norm, then when they lose, it's going to hurt 10 times more because they're going to think, oh no, I did something wrong.
Exactly. You
know? So, yeah, that's our opinions. We should have children right now. I'm just kidding. Okay. This next one, when I told Julie about it, she goes, you really want to talk about that? So, this one is, is reverse racism a thing? Because, bruh,
I love at the start of it, Kira was like, we're going to steer away from many political things. No, however, what do you guys think about reverse racism? I was like, oh my god.
I just think this one is so funny. Not, like, funny, but,
I was like, what's the next topic? Abortion? Like, oh my god.
Yeah, I cut that one off.
But, look at you go.
Okay, we won't talk about this for too long. Just kind of, like, I just want to talk about the concept of it. Like, so it's basically saying, like, that white people are oppressed, right? Because I feel like it's saying we're trying so hard to not be racist towards other races that white people end up being oppressed. Like,
I don't think that's how that works.
But that's the idea of it, I think. Yeah.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay, that's what we're, like, kind of referring to, I feel like.
Yeah, I think... I don't really think... It's not, like, how you would see racism on, like, a... Oh, God, it's gonna sound like I support... I'm, like, a white supremacist. Oh,
no,
God, okay.
No, obviously so, you're not. Like, it's okay.
Okay, so, like, you won't see reverse racism in air
quotes.
Like, as you would, like, regular racism, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, oh, my God, not regular racism, but, like...
Yes, yeah, no, but, yes.
I don't know, do you
it's fine, yes, sometimes? yes.
Okay. So, but I feel like...
The long pauses in between, like, each word.
I feel like in, like, a job setting with, like, diversity.
Yeah,
stuff,
no, that's okay.
I feel like, does that?
No, I think it's fine.
I'm really glancing.
Do you want me to talk about
right
it first?
Now.
Okay, I'm Asian, so I'm allowed to say this.
Yeah, I'm white. This isn't working out very well.
Joy's like an eighth Asian. It counts.
I'm an eighth Asian.
Yeah, we can start going toward the restaurant again because we're almost done.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm half Asian, so I feel like I'm certified to talk about this anyway.
Yeah, I'm not you talk.
There are a lot of things, like, situations where it's, like, where they're trying really hard to amp up the diversity and stuff like that. And sometimes it will not harm, but, like, you know, someone who is a minority will have a better chance at something because they're a minority, because of the diversity of, like...
And it doesn't necessarily make them a better qualified candidate.
Yeah, it's always, like, you know, the diversity candidate, whatever. And, what was I gonna say about that? I actually read an article on this recently about the, new Disney film, Turning Red. I have not watched it yet, I have to, but it's basically, it's, like, talking about Asian representation, and someone was kind of saying, like, I don't think... Like, the author was Asian, and they were, like, Disney needs to stop forcing themselves to, like, to make movies about other cultures that, like, just to say that they're doing it, you know what I mean?
What's that called? Performative activism.
Basically. Like, and obviously it's great to, like, it's hard because it's like, oh, I feel represented, like, you know, in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like...
You gotta do it correctly.
Yeah, but also, it's kind of like, like, it, like, you can tell that it's just for...
To say they did it.
And so it doesn't, like, feel any better. Like, if I'm gonna... If I want to feel in touch with my, you know, Asian side, I'm gonna watch, like, a film, like, made by Asian filmmakers, like... Mm-hmm. Like, not just made... Okay, but the whole plot isn't just about being Asian. Like, I'm not gonna connect with that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's not, like, reverse racism, but, like, it's just kind of, like, trying to overcompensate and, like... Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of... That's kind of off-topic, but, like, I feel like it's kind of too hard to talk about, like... That's kind of, like, a whole, like... Sometimes it happens. Not, like, racism, but, like... That's kind of where it goes wrong. Like, the wording saying, like, people are being racist.
Just ironic that we're passing a Let's Go Brandon
song. Oh, my God!
Driving right now.
What? Whose house is this? Let's Go Brandon. Shut up. Oh. Oops. It's okay. I don't care if the world knows that. I don't like that.
I pointed it out, so, like...
Anyway, yeah, that's our thing on that. I don't know why I wrote that one down. I, like, did not want to talk about it, but...
Do we have any more topics, or is that it?
The last one is, I have to, like, go elaborate on this, but, like, is accepting the same thing as supporting? And that can go for a bunch of things, but, like...
This is the one I get to talk about!
Yeah, it's mainly, like, thinking about, like, you know, like, LGBTQ+, like, OAGs, like, people being accepting versus actually supporting you. And I kind of... You can talk, but then I don't... Yeah.
I've had multiple people in my life be like, oh my gosh, like, I accept you. And then they'll be like... I'll be like, oh, like, I kind of like this girl. And they're like...
Julia is bisexual, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then they would be like, oh, you're still, like, in that phase? And I was like, yeah, I'm still in that phase because it's easier to just accept that than explain it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, like, I don't know. I feel like it's weird because, like, personal experience, like, it's very clear when somebody's accepting versus supporting. Because, like, supporting is when you'd be like, if I was like, oh, I have a crush on a girl, then you would be like, oh my god, tell me about it, that's so cool. Which is, like, you have the same reaction if I had a crush on a guy, you know? It's more about, like, similar, having, like, similar reactions and, like, doing similar stuff, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel like it has a lot to do with, like, the way that you talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. for example, like, there have been people in my life, like, let's say someone is, like, non-binary, right? And there'll be someone who's like, okay, like, you know, I can accept, like, this person is non-binary. But then it's, like, they don't
make it... You refuse to use the right pronouns.
Yeah, they, like, or, like, they will, but they're, like... Like, if the person isn't there, for example, let's say we're talking about this person, but they're not there.
Yeah.
And someone else is like, oh yeah, I was talking to him, and I'm like, they? Oh, them. They're not they. Sorry, I'm like, I was looking at someone on the street and I got started. It's like, you know, I'm like, oh, like, them. And they're like, oh, like, oh, like, shut up. Like, you know, like, they're not there, it's fine. And they're like, he's not here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, being like, not making an effort to, like, really apply that and, like...
As they, like, not really, like... They're just, like, doing it because, like, they have to. Like, you should be doing it because, like...
Because you're, like... It's hard to explain, like, accepting versus supporting. But, like...
Accepting is, like, when you...
Accepting is saying, like, I'm not gonna kick you out of the house. Or, like, I'm, you know, like... Or I'm not, like, gonna be, like, what? You're lying to yourself. You know?
Yeah.
But supporting is more, like...
It's, like, being there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. It's hard. But I don't think it's the same thing. I really don't.
It is 100... I can promise you it is 100% not the same thing.
Yeah, Julia... comes from experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are now back almost at the restaurant, and so we're gonna wrap up the episode right now. Should we say what they did for next week, or...
Yes, I say we let them know that it's with a band.
It's with a band, and it's gonna be really epic. I was listening to their music the other day and just really getting into it, so I'm very excited. And we are now parked, so we're gonna say goodbye on this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to our opinions, and sorry if anything we said was, like, stupid, because we're trying to dance around getting canceled. Anyway.
Yes. Sorry, I was parking. Yeah.
Give the social media speech.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my nail fell off. If you guys really liked this episode and enjoyed it, or you want to cancel us for our opinions, you should do that through our social media. Our Instagram and TikTok is at acoim.podcast, and our Twitter is at acoim_podcast. Follow us there, tweet at us, yell at us over our opinions, and make sure to follow us as well.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have a good dinner right now. I hope you guys are having a great time, whatever you're doing. And we'll see you next week with our interview on a coming-of-age movie.